All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It's our regularly scheduled board meeting for Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. It's now 7 p.m. The board did not meet in an executive session tonight, although we had two public hearings beginning at 6 p.m. and finished at approximately 6:35 p.m. So I am officially calling the meeting to order. I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda, here. Supervisor Ferrara,
here.
Supervisor Nutt,
here.
Supervisor Whitehoff,
here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo,
here.
Five presidents. Okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crispin. This takes us, I guess there are a couple of housekeeping announcements I'll make, and then it'll take us to our visitor public comment session. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure all comments are captured by the recording device, everyone needs to speak directly into the microphone. And we ask that when you come to the podium and you're speaking, please identify yourself, first name, last name, and spell your last name for the stenographer. And then we need to know your address. All right, those are the only ground rules. We then ask during public comment that you limit your comments to about 3 minutes so that we can get to others who may also wish to place comment into the record, and then it allows us to get into the business of the meeting. There are two public comment sessions, so that's why we sort of limit the comment to about 3 minutes in the first session, because there's a second session at the end of the meeting. So with that, anybody wishing to come forward now, please do so, and we'll allow you to put comment into the record. I will do that right. I thought I was doing that after.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Crispin, for that guidance. Seeing as no one has come forward for visitor public comment, the next item on the calendar would be our consent calendar. Before we get into the consent calendar, and then of course new business, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Crispin to introduce some guests who'd like to address the board. So, Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, as you're aware, on February 1st, Keystone Collections did put out our occupation tax for calendar year 2024. Some of that, there was an error that was in part of that process. We've been working steadily with Keystone, and the representatives that are here tonight are Jason Lawson and Rose Farr. And you may recall that they were here about a year ago when we entered into the contract with Keystone to begin collecting the op tax for the township. I invited them to come to the meeting tonight. I think it's important that supervisors hear from them directly and any members of the public that might be here tonight that have had questions over the last couple of weeks regarding the occupation tax collection process and some of the things that we've encountered over the last couple of weeks. But I'll turn it over to Jason. He can probably encapsulate this a little better than I can, but certainly I think they're going to stay around tonight if there are questions from the board or anyone from the public. They're here to help. So, Jason, thank you.
Thank you very much. First, I'd like to thank Board of Supervisors as well as Township Manager Crispin for the invitation to come this evening. We feel it's important that we're here to address this. Again, my name is Jason Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. I'm with Keystone Collections Group. I serve as our Director of Business Development. I'm joined by Rose Farr, H-A-R-R. She serves as our Vice President of Client Relations. We've both been with Keystone 20 years, 40 years. So Mr. Crispin gave you the skyscraper view. Obviously, our mailing went out on 2-1. Obviously, there was a significant issue with it, where a significant number of residents received the bill that shouldn't have. Mr. Crispin immediately reached out to us, said, hey, I'm getting a lot of feedback from some folks, and we put our operations team to task to dig into the matter and see what happened. Last Thursday morning, they sat us down and said, this is what we found, that in attempting to capture your self-employed individuals, an error was made, and folks that were previously subject to the tax received the bill that shouldn't have. And so we immediately met internally, put a resolution plan in place. What that encompasses is, so first off, those accounts were all immediately taken out of the system. Secondly, we drafted very quickly a retraction and apology letter that was mailed to those individuals that same day. First class mail, we wanted to get it out as fast as possible. Our taxpayer service group was coached that day as to the situation, where they were all given a copy of the letter so they knew exactly what was going on. And additionally, a memorandum was placed in each of their accounts so when they called in, they could be told, we understand you should not have received this letter. A retraction letter is on the way. Additionally, as of last Thursday, there were less than 10 payments. Those were, I believe, they should be refunded and on the way already, but any payment that would come in would be obviously refunded. So we've been working closely with Mr. Crispin over the last couple of days to try to just keep resolving this and communicating as much as possible to resolve this matter. We felt it was important to honor the invitation to come here this evening. This is a serious, an error was made. We're not hiding from it. We wanted to come and thank you and thank Mr. Crispin for his patience with this matter as we resolve this for you. We want to apologize to your residents, your community, the elected officials, and your admin staff for this error. This is not how Keystone likes to do business. We have a reputation in this industry, and this does not fit in line with it. We take this very seriously. And I know that the principals of our company who I've talked to about this matter take this very seriously and are upset that this actually happened and wanted me to express that as well. So we wanted to come here just to show how serious we're taking this matter and that we're seriously, if using that word, we are resolving this for you as fast as possible. We're trying to communicate as fast as possible as well. Thank you again.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate your attendance. Does anybody have any particular questions for Jason or Rose? I would just say, look, generally we've been very pleased with our partnership. I think that you turned this around very, very quickly, which we greatly appreciate. I actually was I did get a letter. I got a bill and I thought, what? I thought I already cleared that up, right?
But he paid it, don't return it.
I do. But I appreciate how quickly the retraction letter came. I actually was surprised I got it that fast. So thank you for being on top of it and getting it out quickly. And look, it's just, overall, I have to say, we've been very pleased with the relationship. Mistakes are going to happen, but the fact that you guys were accountable and you took care of it, and that's all we can ask. That's all we really do ask, so. Thank you for coming tonight. And if anybody else has any other comment, please feel free.
The last thing, if I may add, Mr. Chairman, Rose and I will stick around to the end of the meeting. If anybody has any private matters they'd like to talk with us about, we'll be here. We'll stick around a little bit after the meeting as well. Without having access to our system, we may not be able to get final answers for anybody this evening. But if there's anybody here that needs question answered or help getting towards that resolution, we'll stick around after the meeting for that.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming tonight, especially on a crazy day like today. But we appreciate your attention. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. That will take us back onto the agenda for our consent calendar. There are a number of items under the consent calendar. For anyone that picked up a copy of the agenda in the front of the room, you can see it's A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. I'm not going to read down each one of those because there are so many tonight. They do appear, each one of those items, on the agenda. The board can take each one of these items separately or all together because they fall under the consent calendar. At this time, what is the pleasure of the board?
I move that the Board of Supervisors accept tonight's consent calendar items A through G as outlined in the agenda.
Thank you. Motion is made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor of approving the items A through G as set forth on the agenda under the consent calendar for tonight's meeting, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item, well, this brings us now to new business. The first item under new business is we will actually reconvene the public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2023-02 as filed by Tin Lin Ung of Skybridge General Services regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 911 May Street. So we're reconvening the public hearing that we held a couple of weeks ago. And I know Mr. Ung is here in the audience. We'll run this piece like it's its own public hearing. So Mr. Armstrong or Mr. Emmerich, do you want to just provide some background?
Sure, I'll just jump in and I'll probably hand it over to Chuck. But as the board recalls, you had a public hearing on this. It was scheduled to reconvene this evening. So the public hearing is open. I believe one or two of the issues associated with the hearing from the last hearing on the application was the number of bedrooms in the house came into question, as well as the ability for the required parking spaces associated with the proposed use. And that's when it was decided that it would be reconvened for this evening. The exhibits for the township board of supervisors have already been admitted into the record. What I will do before I hand over to Chuck, this is a continuation of the hearing, so I'll ask if there's anyone in the audience, aside from the applicant who I see sitting here today, would request party status in the application. Seeing none, let the record reflect no one has requested party status for this application. So with that, Chuck, I don't know if you want to speak briefly to it, and then we'll hand it over to the applicant to provide any additional testimony or evidence you feel is appropriate for the board to consider.
So just as an update, the board may recall that there was a question of the number of bedrooms. I did meet Tim at the site on February 5th to evaluate the bedrooms that he added to the basement. He did indeed add two bedrooms. Neither bedroom had the proper egress ability that we would require for a sleeping room. However, I believe that both of them could be. I will say, and Tim will hopefully testify to this, but I will say I had a short conversation with Tim before the meeting, and he has decided to do just four bedrooms because the one basement bedroom would have been very expensive to get in the egress because of the location of the existing sewer pipe. So I would, again, he needs to put on the testimony, but I'm just generally bringing you up to date. This would now likely be a conditional use for a four-bedroom home, with any conditions for the grant being related to him, as scripted in the comments, but related to him installing the required egress, installing any required parking, and meeting any stormwater obligations. So with that, I think we'll turn it over to Tim.
Tim, would you like to come forward? And again, just have to spell your first name, last name, and address for the record, and then you can share with us any other additional information you have for us for tonight.
And I will remind you, I believe you were sworn in at the last hearing. So you're still in the room.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity for applying for this conditional use. My name is Tin Lin Ong. Last name is spelled A-U-N-G. I'm originally from Burma, Myanmar, which is called Myanmar also right now. Today, I'm applying for the hearing of the second time to show that I'm trying to get that five bedroom into the full bedroom, because one bedroom, like Chuck said, is very, very difficult to install very expensive to install, to get the window installed. So I already get a contractor contacted me, and then he looked at it, he gave me the estimate, but it's very expensive and that I cannot afford at this moment. So I don't want to use that bedroom as a bedroom anymore. So we will turn into four bedrooms, but that still one bedroom in the basement is still in need of that crank window or the casement window to make it egress. So that is easy to turn into, to replace with the egress window. So we will meet that in a few days, in a few weeks, whenever my contractor is available. So, and another thing is the parking requirements. Like I said in the last meeting, the parking itself is expanded to the site a little bit, and I measure it at the original parking driveway is about 14 feet, a little over 14 feet and 62, 14 feet by 62 feet. So, which accommodates at least three cars and ample space on the site also. And then on that side, it's more than two and a half feet was added by the previous owner. So, Chuck already saw that, and the other inspector, Mr. Peter Snyderman, already looked at it. So, it has got a little bit of access for the other car. So, I measure all the way from that addition to the original one, combined of 16.4 feet now. And but it is directly towards the house, so it is about 36.2 feet long for two cars, I believe. So on the right side, it will be about three cars because it is 64 feet.
Right.
And then another side is 36.2 feet. So it is enough for two cars, I believe. So it will accommodate five cars at the same time to park in that parking lot. So that those are the requirements to meet the four bedroom as a short term rental. And then there are two other things that I have to fix. That handrail is a little bit shorter than for the first flight of the trap going down the basement. So I need to extend that and put post underneath it to make it secure. And the same thing with the deck. The deck needs the handrail. Although it has got the railing, and Mr. Snyderman required me to install another handrail. So that those are the two minor things I need to meet.
I don't know if there's. I mean, those seem to be. I mean, the parking and the bedroom seem to be the. Those are things that strike me as the issues from the last hearing, Chuck. So, based on Mr. Ong's comments, is there anything, are you expecting us to just take this matter under advisement then and then render a decision within 45 days?
Yes, so, Mr. Ong, this board has the ability to take 45 days to decide on your application. They can deliberate and issue a verbal decision this evening if they felt the need to do so, but the written decision is the governing decision. That's not due for 45 days from the time that the hearing would be closed. I anticipate the decision would probably come out before the 45 days, but by law they have 45 days to issue a written decision. And I just want to make a couple things very clear. So you're now just proposing a four-bedroom, correct?
Yes.
And you're removing the additional bedroom that was currently on the property you're handling. Have your contractor remove that bedroom or somehow address it so it's no longer considered a bedroom?
Correct. That is going to be changed into the game room where the board games can put in there for kids.
And you understand that you have to comply with all the code requirements, building code associated with the access to the basement if you're going to have one or two bedrooms down there?
Yes.
And you understand that you need, I believe it's five parking spaces now with the four bedroom?
Yes.
And it's your testimony that you have the requisite amount of space for those five parking spaces?
Yes.
Now, you talked about certain distances associated with parking spaces. Have you confirmed that those distances are satisfactory and are consistent with the requirements in the zoning ordinance? Are they?
We will confirm that.
Okay.
Yeah, if necessary.
So what I'm saying is there's probably certain distances that one parking space needs to meet. And I know you went through a lot of distances and measurements this evening, but I'm not sure if they are consistent with what the zoning ordinance requires. At the end of the day, if this board were to take a certain position on the application and if it would meet the condition, those parking spaces, those five parking spaces, would need to comply with the distance and the measurements required under the zoning. Do you understand that? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand that the parking spaces need to be asphalt, concrete, brick, or paver blocks, or cobblestone?
Yes.
Okay. Chuck, do you have any?
Chuck, on the heels of that question, are there standard-sized cars for these parking? Like, do you have some kind of calculation that
an
Expedition versus a Yugo? I know I'm dating myself when I say Yugo. It's a different size.
A standard parking space in Derry Township is 9 foot by 18 foot.
So that's a suburban or a...
It's a standard parking standard space parking anywhere in the township.
Thank you.
All right, so Pat, I think that the board, based on what we heard from the first hearing, based on the update from Mr. Ong tonight, I think the board is going to look favorably upon this application. It sounds like, Chuck, might it make more sense just to give you some time to write the...
Or actually Pat, yes.
Or Pat, to put it together. Rather than vote for it tonight, I think we can say that we're favorably disposed to granting your request based on everything we've heard, and we'll just wait for...
What will happen is we'll draft a written decision with a laundry list of conditions, most, if not all of them, you're aware of through discussions with Chuck, and that written decision will be before the board for formal action at one of their future meetings, maybe the next meeting in February or their first meeting in March, I would anticipate.
Thank you.
Okay. And if I could just make sure of one other thing, you will need a permit prior to installing the escape window.
Is that for the existing window?
Oh, you're putting in you're replacing them.
No,
you're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah. So that is just replacing, not digging anything.
You are correct.
Yes.
And what I would suggest is likely don't do anything until you get your written. I mean, if you proceed now applying for permits and doing any work on the property, specifically maybe the parking, that's going to be at your own risk before you get the actual decision from the Board of Supervisors.
Sure.
Okay?
Yes.
So with that, unless there's anything else from the board at this point, anything from the public?
Well, first, thank you, Mr. Ong. Appreciate your efforts in addressing our questions. You addressed all the concerns of the Planning Commission as well. So as far as your testimony tonight, you are done. And then what I'll do is when you sit down, we'll see if there's anyone that has a public comment on this application, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so with that, is there anyone from the public that would like to place a comment on this project, and this, not so much project, the conditional use application of Mr. Hunt? All right, seeing as no one's come forward, we'll close the public comment session, and we will then adjourn that public hearing for this conditional use application. So we are done that item, Mr. Hunt. Thank you very much. You're free to leave, or you're welcome to stay as long as you like. But we will now return to our agenda under new business, and we will address item B, which are revisions to the roundabout maintenance agreement with PennDOT and Milton Hershey School for the installation and maintenance of the improvements for the proposed Bachmanville Road roundabout deemed necessary for the Bachmanville Road roundabout project. Mr. Armstrong.
Sure. The board may recall this agreement, or a form of this agreement previously approved and actually entered into between the township and the Milton Hershey School. That agreement has been signed, finalized, and it actually came back before you for a slight amendment following revisions and comments from PennDOT a few months after you entered into the agreement. Now, I believe it was 2-3 weeks ago, we received comment and a proposed tri-party agreement from PennDOT. If you recall, the first approach was township entered into the agreement, the maintenance associated agreement with Milton Hershey School, and then the township also entered into a design construction maintenance agreement with PennDOT associated with the improvements at the Bachmanville roundabout. For better or for worse, PennDOT has now suggested, you know what, why don't we just do a tri-party agreement? So what's before you is that newly proposed, I've reviewed it, Milton Hershey School's Council has reviewed it, we've provided comments, PennDOT is agreeable to it. It's now a tri-party roundabout maintenance agreement between PennDOT, Derry Township, and Milton Hershey School associated with the design, construction, and maintenance associated with those improvements at the Bachmanville Road roundabout. As an attachment and exhibit to this tri-party agreement is the
agreement between the Township and the Milton Hershey School setting forth the maintenance requirements and obligations of the Milton Hershey School and the Township associated with those improvements. So that's how it's come before you. At the end of the day, PennDOT will still, regardless of it being a tri-party agreement, PennDOT will still look to the Township for the maintenance associated with these improvements, the construction of the improvements. However, the Township will be looking to the Milton Hershey School to complete the construction of the improvements and for the maintenance associated with a good portion of the improvements. The reason I say not all of the improvements in the maintenance is because the Township is going to be responsible for a certain piece of the stormwater associated related improvements within I believe it's the PennDOT right-of-way, and PennDOT will be required to maintain the actual travel lane of the PennDOT road. And that hasn't changed. The only thing that's really changing is the fact that this is now proposed as a tri-party agreement. And the agreement that we've already entered into with Milton Hershey School is now an exhibit to that agreement. That's a lot.
But it makes better sense. All parties now in one agreement. So like 20 years from now, you know, when somebody's looking at this agreement, you see the entirety of the understanding between all three parties instead of what historically has happened where we don't have all of that information in one agreement. So I think we all prefer this arrangement. So does anybody have any questions for Pat on this item? Otherwise, we can take a motion.
I'll make a motion that this board authorizes Mr. Abruzzo to execute the revised document 15, the roundabout maintenance agreement between the Township, Milton Hershey School, and PennDOT.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is C. It's the consideration of adoption of ordinance number 2023-09, amending chapter 225, which deals with zoning of the Code of the Township of Derry regarding setbacks in the Hershey mixed-use and Palmdale mixed-use zoning districts, downtown core design standards, and other miscellaneous minor revisions. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This ordinance has been properly advertised for adoption this evening. We did have a hearing beginning at 6 p.m. this evening in which there is no public comment that would lead to any modifications of the ordinance. Both the Derry Township Planning Commission and Dauphin County Planning Commission recommended approval of the ordinance as written. I'm recommending that ordinance 2023-09 is adopted as written to become effective 5 days after the adoption.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that ordinance number 2023-09 is hereby adopted as written.
All right, motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. And just thank you publicly, Chuck and your team, Pat, for all the work you did on this. For all the members of the board who spent a lot of time discussing these issues, including holding a public workshop, so we could take in all kinds of information from not only from the staff but the public on these items. I think we did the right thing, and I just appreciate everybody the time commitment that was required from everybody to get this done. Next item on the agenda is D. It's the consideration of adoption of ordinance number 2023-10, amending chapter 225 of the Code of the Township of Derry regarding section 225-501.58, which deals with the development approval process as part of a master plan. Again, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This ordinance, too, has been properly advertised for adoption this evening. We did have a hearing between 6 and 7 o'clock on this ordinance, and I don't believe there was much in the way of any public comment on this one. The Dauphin County Planning Commission and Gary Tetch, Planning Commission, has recommended that the ordinance be adopted as written, as do I.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? All right, the board can entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that ordinance number 2023-10 be adopted as written.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zmuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or comment? I'll just reiterate my comment from the last item. Again, this master plan, these amendments were part of that workshop session. We took in considerable input from the public as well as from staff on this item. We think we've recalibrated this ordinance in such a way that the township, we're comfortable, the township has the appropriate amount of authority and discretion as it pertains to the master plan ordinance. And so I thank everybody for their participation and their efforts. It, again, was a very time-consuming process, but glad we're here. If there's no other comment, we can entertain all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is E. It's the request for authorization to execute a letter of intent with Verizon for the purpose of relocating above-ground utilities in Chocolate Town Park. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, the township, in consultation with its professionals, including HRG, have been actively working to develop a sketch plan and basically plans for the renovation of Chocolate Town Park, which will include a new Veterans Memorial. We've been talking about that for the better part of a year. Included as part of that project will be the need to relocate some of the utilities that exist within the park. So before you tonight is a letter of intent that we, if approved tonight, would authorize them to execute for Verizon for them to go ahead and move the utilities on several different poles within the park. The total cost for relocation is $54,491.65. As you're aware, we have a dedicated line item within our budget. It's $34,54,721 that addresses all of the expenses that are related to Chocolate Town Park and the improvements that we're making therein. So if there are any questions, it's pretty straightforward. We need to make the utility relocation happen in order to do the improvements in the park. Happy to try to answer any questions you might have, but in essence, this is like the next kind of piece in the puzzle so we can get utilities moving and get their timelines in motion as well.
Questions for Mr. Christman?
I have a question for Mr. Christman. Chris, is there a sketch available as to, I'm familiar with what's going on, but is there a sketch available for the rest of the board here, anybody else that's interested, or can Chuck bring up a picture of that area and show us? Because I think there's a series of poles there, and if I can recall, they can only be buried to such a point. So
I'll defer to Chuck if he has something to pull up out of his master computer.
I do not have a sketch of the park.
Is there a
I do have a Google thing. I mean, we can talk about what pole is in need to be relocated.
It's the poles from the Cocoa Avenue side down that strip. How far?
So it is singularly one pole.
Oh, just one pole is going to be relocated.
And there's Verizon looking at it now.
So they're doing that right now.
That's why we have to get this motion approved right now.
Second. So, Chuck, the subsequent poles are not going to be relocated?
No, they're not going to be. This one wasn't, I'm going to say, too expensive. Bear in mind it's $54,000. Because it doesn't have transformers on it. As you get down the line and you start having transformers, it gets a lot more expensive. The thing that really was honestly in our way, as much as the pole, were the guy wires because of trying to get the connected walkway. So by removing this pole, we're able to move the guy wires down the pike a bit too.
Down to the outhouses. All right, that's less territory than I had originally envisioned. Okay.
Any Any other questions for Mr. Christman on this item? Excuse me. All right, if none, can we have a motion? All right, I'll go ahead and move that the Board of Supervisors authorize the Township Manager to execute a letter of intent with a total project cost not to exceed $54,491.65 with Verizon for the purpose of relocating above-ground utilities within Chocolate Town Park. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. The last item of new business is F. It's the request to modify the job description for the position of police officer within the Derry Township Police Department to include the specification that a 20-year-old person may apply for a position as a police officer as long as they turn 21 years of age prior to successfully completing the required Act 120 training. Chief Warner?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The current job description for the position of police officer within the Derry Township Police Department has a requirement that the applicant be 21 years of age or older at the time of hiring. The police department is asking to modify that criteria to also include an applicant who is 20 years old at the time of hire, but will turn 21 years old during their Act 120 training, which is the Municipal Police Academy. Their successful completion of the academy training will still be required. And we're asking this because of the hiring process for law enforcement across the United States has obviously become increasingly difficult for agencies. Fewer numbers of people are applying for law enforcement jobs. This modification to the job description will allow us the opportunity to field more applicants for certain segments of prospective applicants. I'll see it as a tremendous number of applicants, but we'll be able to include some people that were affected before. We're still not affecting the integrity of the process. They'll still have to pass all the tests that we have in place. And we don't want to diminish the quality of the candidates that we eventually choose for the job. But this will increase the opportunity for a person that is 20, but they'll turn 21 during the academy training to apply for a department.
And I think, if I'm not wrong, Chief, the Act 120 training that essentially Municipal Police Academy is approximately 6 months?
Yes.
So, I mean, you could, which makes sense if you, I mean, I understand why this is a necessary change. It's a long academy, 6 months, so waiting for somebody to be 21 when they'd have to go through the training regardless right after they start for 6 months. Seems to be probably unnecessarily restrictive. So, any questions for the chief?
Chief, I suspect this is something the association would like. They're not opposed to it.
They are not opposed to it, and
there's nothing new. This.
Now we've actually found some agencies that are already doing it.
And there's nothing in the current CBA that's going to cause a concern.
No, nothing in the CBA that would counteract that. For lack of better terms.
All right, if there's no questions for the chief on this, then we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that we modify the job description for the position of police officer within the Township of Derry to include the specification that a 20-year-old person may apply as long as they turn 21 prior to successfully completing Act 120 training be hereby approved.
Very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes all the items under new business. The next item on the agenda is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. Mr. Zamuda, any Supervisor Board or Committee Reports?
No, other than thanking Tom and his crew for doing a great job of plowing the streets today and alleys. He got to on time, side to side.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Grant?
No reports.
Mrs. Nutt?
We had an ICDA meeting between our last meeting and this meeting. And we met, we reorganized, and we approved a number of updates to the Giant Center. And that's it.
And are you still the chairperson of the ICDA?
Yes.
Congratulations. Mr. Wyckoff.
No, the ETMA report for federal authority did meet and also reorganized.
And guess what? I'm the chairman of that board.
Congratulations, Mr. Wyckoff. Truly the seat of power to my right. That's all. No. And thank you both for that, because it's important that the board take leadership positions on some of those authorities. And thank you both for continuing to do that work. All right, and I have no supervisor board or committee report since the last meeting. That'll take us to departmental reports, and the first is the chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have another report.
Okay. Mr. Sassaman, Volunteer Fire Department.
Just follow up from the storm this morning. So we had a busy morning, as you can imagine. So we did 15 calls for service with bringing the wires down, or trees and wires. We assisted some residents with shoveling out some areas. And throughout the height of the storm, we had 15 volunteers on standby at the firehouse. I also want to commend the guys on the left and right of me. Their departments equally did a wonderful job this morning.
Thank you, Dave. The man of the hour, Public Works, Doug Clark.
There's still a few roads closed due to trees down and wires in them, one being Sunnyside. I'm not sure about all the others, but a couple of them were back, probably about 25 or 30 trees dropped across the roads today, easily. Some of them were pushed off with the trucks, but it's been a bit of a long day.
I'm sure it was for your team, Tom. And I echo what Rick's comments. I know that outside of my neighborhood, you know, from inside my home, I could tell that there were problems on 743, and there were problems on Church Road, because there was suddenly a backlog of traffic on McCorkle with folks trying to get through the township. There really was no way at one point. There was just, so your teams had to work around not only, you know, trying to solve problems and get trees removed from the roads, but trying to get people who were stuck out of those situations and still plow. So thank you to all of your team for the work they did today, and they're still doing.
I'll pass it on. Thank you.
Library, Mrs. Jacobite.
So at the library this weekend, on the 17th of February, we're having our crafting supply exchange. So we actually had to close donations early because we couldn't contain all of them. The idea is that you bring some craft supplies that you're done with that are gently used to the library, and then you come back on the 17th and you can get new ones, because the ones you don't want may be ones that someone else wants. So we were really flattered that it was so well-liked. And what we're doing is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., ticket holders can come in, and that's people who donated. And then from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to try and clear out everything else. So anyone who wants to can come to that. It's going to be great.
And Allison, I just kind of commend you for a lot of the programs you've put in place that we never had here in the township. And these are all things you've instituted. And it sounds like, I listen, and we're all listening, and it sounds like you get really good attendance. And I'm assuming most of the folks are our residents?
Yes, as far as I can tell. We did recently have about, if I remember correctly, 57 people attend a talk by Robert Noya about the solar system. So it's really a credit to my team at the library, because I really couldn't do it without them.
And I think it's a great quality of life thing that a lot of these programs you're delivering there at the library are adding a lot of quality of life benefits to the people in this community. So thank you for everything you're doing there. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
Nothing to report this evening. Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report for me tonight.
Mr. Emmer, Community Development.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a hearing, so I'd like to schedule a couple. Tuesday, March 12th at 6:30, I would like to schedule a short-term rental for 11 Lucy Avenue. And Tuesday, March 26th, we have an application for a conditional use for townhouses in the Hershey Mixed-Use Zoning District to be located at relocated at 228 238 Hawkersville Road. Those that have been on the board for a while may know those as the Petrina properties.
Yes.
That would be a 6 o'clock start on the 26th.
Okay. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, right? No, you're not going to be non-committal, Chuck?
I'm going to be non-committal.
It's like 20 years of activity, but thank you. Okay,
I'm enjoying the grass right now.
Is that my CBS?
Yeah, down the way. So, well, that's fine. So you'll schedule those then, they're prior to our normal board meetings.
Yes, 6:30 for the first one, 6 o'clock for the second.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chrisman, Township Manager.
I have nothing to report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
All right, well, that will take us to the end of the departmental reports. This is the last session of visitor public comments, so anybody wishing to come forward can do so now. Same rules as applied to the first session. Seeing as no one is coming forward, we'll close that visitor public comment session, and we are now prepared to adjourn the meeting. Can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.